It's hotter than Hades.
This sounded like you were sitting in a sauna.
For Supreme Court candidates,
the interviews begin in earnest today.
And L.A. welcomes LeBron with open arms.
Lakers are back!
Woo!
We're back, baby!
This is the CBS World News Roundup presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
I'm Jim Taylor. Much of the country is sweltering. What are you going to do to beat the heat?
We've been in the swimming pool and
Going inside
and watching movies.
She's in Illinois, where it is a bit more temperate today. CBS's DeMarco Morgan on the New Jersey shore.
Across the Northeast, from beaches to parks.
Feels really good. Like, I feel so cooled down.
People are searching for relief from the simmering temperatures.
This is a little extreme, but I'll take it over snow any day.
In Boston, city officials declared a heat emergency, sending out notifications to senior citizens and opening cooling stations across the city.
We're asking people not to go on long walks and not to do any type of exercise.
Doctors are urging people to be aware of the warning signs in order to avoid a heat stroke.
You start to feel a little nauseous, kind of a little bit weak and almost dizzy, and those are really the warning signs.
I'm Jim Crisul in Greensboro, North Carolina. The brutal heat and humidity are especially hard on those who work outside, including landscaper Kyle Needham.
We take five-minute breaks every half hour, 45 minutes, you know. You just eat well, get plenty of sleep, stay hydrated. Water is the best thing.
The National Weather Service has posted excessive heat warnings and advisories across much of the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, Southeast, and Northeast.
The president says he will start interviewing potential Supreme Court nominees today. With more on the process and the president's short list, here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
CBS News has learned that D.C. Circuit Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh and Chicago Circuit Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett are currently the leading contenders for an appointment to the high court. The White House says President Trump discussed potential nominees with in-house counsel. The president said that it would be inappropriate to discuss Roe v. Wade with these nominees.
North Korea. Can the U.S. ever really verify denuclearization? Live to CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
After the Singapore summit, the president says there's no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea. But reports surfaced this weekend of U.S. intelligence reports suggesting the North may try to hide aspects of its weapons program without intending to denuclearize. The president's national security advisor, John Bolton, told Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation that if Kim Jong-un is willing to disclose all of his capabilities, North Korea could be devoid of its nuclear weapons in 1 year.
With North Korean cooperation, with full disclosure of all of their chemical and biological nuclear programs, ballistic missile sites.
That hasn't happened yet?
We can. It has not.
It's Kim's failure to disclose that gives many experts pause. The president told Fox News the other day he shook hands with Kim and really believes he meant it when he committed to denuclearization. Jim?
The president's longtime personal lawyer, who once said he would take a bullet for Mr. Trump, Michael Cohen, now says in an ABC News interview he puts family and country first. One day after being evicted from a Boise, Idaho apartment complex, a suspect terrorizing a little kid's birthday party there, stabbing spree, sending nine to the hospital, including the three-year-old birthday girl, Police Chief Bill Bones.
This was an attack against those who are most vulnerable, our children. It's untenable, unconscionable, and it's pure evil in my mind.
Some of the injured kids clinging to life right now. The 30-year-old suspect is in custody. The Maryland newspaper, where five people were killed by a gunman last week, says following the attack, it received death threats and emails celebrating the shootings, one calling the paper an enemy of the people. That's identical to language used by President Trump describing the media. One newsroom survivor talking with CBS's Chip Reed.
I thought I was going to die.
What kept Paul Gillespie alive was quick decision-making at the start of the attack.
I heard a loud pop, and then I heard the glass smash. I stood up and turned around. As soon as I saw him, I dove under a desk. And then I heard, another gunshot.
After firing through the Capitol Gazette's front entrance at about 2:30, the gunman stormed into the newsroom with 11 people inside. Sales assistant Rebecca Smith was shot first. Gillespie curled under a desk in the middle of the office as the shooter began aiming at more of his colleagues.
Wendy sat on just the other side of the desk that I was under. The thing I remember most was her saying, "No." And then I heard the shot.
Gillespie made it outside the building and ran to a neighboring bank for help.
A landslide. In his third attempt to get elected president of Mexico,
Presidente! Presidente!
Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador rides a wave of populism into office. The leftist handed an overwhelming mandate to reshape the political landscape.
Con el gobierno de Estados Unidos, buscaremos
Mexico's president-elect said he will seek friendly ties with the U.S. government and wants to cooperate to expand development. But he also made clear those ties should be based on mutual respect.
Siempre fincada.
He didn't name President Trump in his victory speech, but mentioned that many world leaders already reached out to congratulate him. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
President Trump among those sending congratulations. Cinematic-style jailbreak from a French prison. The country's most notorious thief, Redouane Faïd, escaping. CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
Investigators are questioning Redouane Faïd's brother, who was with him in the visitor's room from where he escaped. In the spectacular jailbreak, a helicopter landed in the only part of the prison courtyard not covered by netting. Heavily armed men jumped out and set off smoke grenades and helped the career thief escape.
It's official. He's leaving Cleveland.
He is the NBA's biggest star.
LeBron into the lane!
Now LeBron James has a new home. He is leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers to join the Los Angeles Lakers, and Laker fans are ecstatic.
I've always wanted to live in the same city as, like, my favorite player.
James, who was a free agent, is 33 years old, not young by NBA standards, but he is still a dominant player. The Lakers, once the NBA's marquee franchise, hope he can help them return to glory. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
You ever get a little sleepy when driving?
So you're going to go straight.
GM safety engineer Maureen Short helping me simulate drowsiness behind the wheel, something that can impair your judgment and reaction time. Sleep is the only cure, but if you can't do that, talk with somebody, either in person or through Bluetooth.
Having that conversation will help engage you and should help you be a little bit more safe.
Short says, don't push it and take sleep seriously. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
Are you a news junkie? Prepare yourself for the deep fake, a way of virtually putting words in someone's mouth. New technology allows you to make videos of real people appearing to say things they never said. Technology uses facial mapping, artificial intelligence, producing videos that look so genuine it's hard to spot a phony from the real thing. Deep fakes, poised to become the next weapon of disinformation. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, July 2nd, 2018. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.